It was a week after Christmas, and thanks to a record-breaking December snowfall, the skiing had been phenomenal at Lake Tahoe. But I was sick of struggling to find a parking spot, tired of waiting in all those ski lift lines. I felt oddly unburdened. This time there were no skis strapped to the top of my car. It was sunny, it was biting -8°C, and I was going kayaking. Kayaking? In the dead of winter? In summer, thermal winds blow across Lake Tahoe, making the water choppy and the paddling difficult. In the winter, however, the lake, which never freezes over, is glassy and calm. "The risk of hypothermia is high," said Harry King, the kayak shop owner, handing me a dry suit. "Fall in without this, and you'd have maybe a minute." With minimal effort, we dragged the kayak through the snow to the lake. The lake below was amazingly clear. I stared about 20 meters down to hole-pocked rocks and rippling sand before the bottom dropped to 490 meters and went black. The sun twinkled on the surface like a million fireflies, and the soaring peaks, frosted white, surrounded us. As we paddled back to shore and the sun beat down, I realized that I was sweating under my dry suit. I was ready for a swim. The beach was empty, except for swaths of snow, and a few frighteningly fresh mountain lion prints. I stepped out of the boat and into the bracing water. Hurrah for dry suits! I was neck-deep in Lake Tahoe in December. Later, we sat on a woolly blanket for a beach picnic and sipped cups of coffee. The descending sun cast a late-day glow, illuminating the peaks across the lake. And for the first time since we'd set out, I started to feel a little cold.